Dr. Mark Malone from Advanced Pain Care on how the spinal cord stimulator blocks pain signals, bringing patients relief at last.
Spinal stimulation is an implantable device consisting of two tiny wires connected to a battery that are placed alongside the spine. These wires emit a tiny electronic signal that blocks the pain signal that travels on nerves.
Advanced Pain Care, 512-244-4272 or online, austinpaindoctor.com.
What up, X? Jason Debney, Morning X. Dennis De La Pena, Fox 7 Sports, joins us in just a moment. Time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines. Hold on. Brought to you by the Texas Lottery. All right. Put off a couple of people here. At The Sharp One, tweets at Jason and Deb, says, who thought this was a good discussion to have during breakfast?
Oh, sorry. You guys eating?
It's not 8:30 yet, James. That's when you drink your stuff.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Nemesis Kayla says, I think I'd rather have y'all talk about dogs again instead of freaking vomit.
Like I said, don't think about it as the gross runny vomit that you have that smells just ungodly and everything. Mm-hmm. It didn't smell, and it wasn't runny. It was just chunks of dog food.
He basically just baby birded you.
He baby birded me with dog food, yeah.
Dan's a man says, I just spit out my drink all over the inside of my truck.
Sorry, guys.
Atomic Gnome, I just tuned in time to hear Deb's dog vomit. Well, I am awake now, for better or worse. Thanks, I guess.
Well, at Justin Furstenfeld says, guys, this could be my favorite show ever.
Thanks, Justin.
El
Flamingo SA says, Deb, little known fact, but dog barf in your mouth is actually how you become a werewolf. Hashtag facts. Hashtag not really.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Punk rock physicist says, Jason, please tell me why you want to ascribe vaginas to only women. I don't know, man. That's too many smart words in there for me. I've never ascribed a vagina, but I'd be down to try.
Gross.
I don't know how do you ascribe?
Stop it.
Tyler says, when I was 10, I broke my spleen into 5 pieces. Ow. I was laying on the couch, and my mom got me up to take me to the hospital. When I did, I threw up right on my brother's head. And then she dressed me in his new clothes. When I got to the ER, they cut him off.
Oh, that's wrong on so many levels.
Tough day for your brother.
You know, I think I threw up on my brother's head partially once as well. I was on the top bunk, and he was on the bottom bunk. Uh-huh. And it was Christmas. And we have these little candies at home called Smarties, but they're not like your Smarties. They're like chocolate M&Ms. It's weird. And I'd been eating a crap ton of these Smarties, and I threw them up on my brother's head from the top bunk.
Nice.
But it was like mostly chocolate. So it was probably delightful.
I just rewatched Bridesmaids. Did I give it a raw deal all these years, guys? I don't know. The first 2/3 are real good, and it's a little clunky, and Wilson Phillips. But there's that scene... what's her name? Erin from The Office throws up on the back of that one girl's head. That's not good.
I remember that.
That's like the scene of the movie.
No, the poop scene. Oh, they're in the...
Okay, so Melissa McCarthy, she's the one who's got to get on the sink.
Yeah.
Look away, Megan! Look away! Maya Rudolph, she goes out in the middle of the street. What happens to Kristen Wiig? She says later that she went in her pants. But I guess you don't see that part. There's the one girl who has to run to the toilet. The girl, she's like, I just have to get off this white carpet. That's an awesome line. She throws up all over the toilet. And then what's her name? Erin from The Office comes in and throws up on the back of her head. Content from another podcast. Which person do you want to be in that scenario? It seems like the girl who throws up on the back of somebody else's head is getting the best end of the...
Yeah.
Because then you ain't getting... Your pants are all right.
Isn't there someone on the toilet?
Yeah.
I'd rather be that person.
You want the one, you're the one who's getting, you're throwing up and somebody throws up on the back of your head? You want to be that one?
Oh, no, I thought someone was sitting on the toilet.
No.
Okay, no one makes it to the toilet to sit on the toilet to go.
Right.
See, that's where I would like to be. But I don't want to be puked on while I'm puking. All right. We should probably end this. Let's just start a new chapter.
It's funny because Nick, who sent us an FCC question yesterday, says, hang on, wait. You guys can call someone the P word as long as you're not talking about the actual P.
Yeah.
But when you call someone the C word and aren't referring to the body part, it has to be bleeped.
Yeah.
The FCC is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know how that one squirts through or what the... Probably should.
Really?
Don't say squirts through.
Did you choose that one?
I don't know, man. That was my bad.
That's why I said we need to change themes and move on.
Zach from New Braunfels says the Big Lebowski is overrated. Well, that's just like your opinion, man. It is a little overrated. It's still fun, though. Yeah, I should watch that one again. And Romero and ATX says, all right, The Big Lebowski, is it create a religion worthy? No, but just meh. Deb, get in the
it's
bin,
good.
On the bus,
it's
on a
fine.
Rocket, and to the moon. It's good. I think it's good. It's tough to tell people that something is good.
I liked it. Isn't there like the landlady's involved with someone's having sex with her because they're late on the rent?
Are you conflating it with Kingpin?
Maybe. Maybe that's all I think about when bowling films is
Big
the
Lebowski.
Same one. Don't do that to me.
Is that
Don't
in
ever
the
do that to me again. That was worse than me sending you a picture of my dog's penis.
What?
That was... Oh.
That's Kingpin. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry. All right, news.
That was worse than you squirting through there.
Speaking of sick, Dave Chappelle got that coronavirus, COVID-19. Where you have tickets to his show tonight? Bad news, my man. Dave put out a statement yesterday. He's here. He got coronavirus in Austin. Dave Chappelle is quarantined after testing positive for COVID-19. His remaining shows at Stubbs in Austin have been canceled, and ticket holders should contact their point of purchase for refunds. Chappelle has safely conducted socially distanced shows in Ohio since June of 2020. He moved those shows to Austin during the winter. Chappelle implemented COVID-19 protocols, which included rapid testing for the audience and
Nick
daily
went to
testing
one of these shows.
For himself and his team. His diligent testing enabled him to immediately respond by quarantining, thus mitigating the spread of the virus. Chappelle is asymptomatic, end quote. Sounds like he's a flipping hero. Great work, Dave Chappelle.
Should
kick Fauci out and put you in charge of everything.
We need to test Joe Rogan and Elon Musk and Grimes.
Elon
and that
had it, right?
Weird kid. Did he have it already?
I think he had it. But I just also know he has been protesting all of the anti-coronavirus stuff.
So that is, Deb is referring Jesus. A now sort of viral photo of Dave Chappelle non-mask wearing. I think I can identify at Stubbs where that is. But it's, Dave Chappelle, Joe Rogan. You said Grimes. Am I supposed to know who that person is?
It's Elon Musk's wife. Singer.
Her name's Grimes?
No, her name is something else, but her artist name is Grimes.
Yeah. Elon Musk is there. Did you say, and that weird kid?
And I don't know if the weird named kid is with them, but they have a kid, so...
Oh, the Elon Musk, because there's another person in that photo? I think it's our friend CK.
Oh, is it CK?
Yeah. I think he's the one who put the photo out.
Oh,
I have it right here.
Oh, let's have a look.
Yeah.
I'll tell you if it's CK or not. What up, CK?
CK.
Yeah. What's up, CK? I got a Wu Chow reservation on Valentine's Day. Good for me.
It even says CK's name right here.
That's why I said I think it's...
But it says his name as well as his face.
I'm not...
Move on. Get tested, CK. Be fine. Be good.
You know what's funny about this? I assume this is because you printed this, right, Nick?
Yeah.
From your own Instagram account? Like, this photo at the time has 8,193 likes. I don't know how Instagram decides, but do you see what it says there? It's liked by over on the bottom right.
Oh.
It says CJ Morgan and 8,100 other people like this photo. Why do you get top billing, CJ? What up with that?
It must be because it was his account.
So let's see here. Chappelle performed Wednesday night at Stubbs. Were you at that show in the front row? I hope you did.
Nick.
Didn't get any of them droplets.
How close was the front or the first tables there at Stubbs?
I mean, they were right there on the edge of the stage.
But so, within 6 feet of the edge of the stage, right? Or six
like,
feet of Dave
they,
Chappelle?
They were right where they would be normally. Like,
they wouldn't
right
ever
there.
Normally be in any
well, I mean,
seats
but just,
there.
They did all the tables were far apart from each other, but they started right at the edge of the stage.
Hmm.
How many tables are there, would you say?
I mean, it filled up that whole thing, so...
Yeah, but I can't see it in tables. I don't look at venues and say, I can get X amount of tables in there.
45.
Why didn't you count each table, Nick?
Yeah. Well, I mean, problem? No, 45 is a good get. Like, it's either like 100 or it's 20. Like, in my mind, I can't even picture that place being filled up with picnic tables. So, interesting.
The tables were a hefty $1,600 per table for six-person table and $1,400 for four people. So I'll say to the people who had tickets for tonight or tomorrow or Sunday, good job. It's not worth it, right?
Well, for
it's
a lot
totally
of people,
it
is.
It was totally worth it?
To have it, to do.
To be able to go out and do something?
Half of these people can't say that they were at Dave Chappelle. They don't have an awesome Dave Chappelle mask like I did. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Is that $300 I spent. That mask is the Dave Chappelle mask? You see it?
He's got his Chappelle logo and then 2020.
Oh, I thought that.
Zach from New Braunfels tweeted Jason and Deb. Let's do it.
Yeah, you do, Deb.
Here's a joke that Nick and like 1% of the audience gets, but let's do it. Dave Chappelle got COVID. So true. So true. 100%.
Oh, that's the idiotest table.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
101X, Jason and Deb, the Morning X.
Morning X Sports.
Tim Brown, 1994, tweets at Jason and Deb, says, I love y'all show. Best one today. LOL.
Some people may not agree with that.
A lot of things and stuff, man. Amarillo Annie says, after some drunk sexy time, I was the big spoon with my then boyfriend. I barfed all over his back in bed. He must love me because he married me later that year.
Oh, how romantic.
Yikes. Regina says, the app keeps cutting out on my phone. Every time the audio goes out, I'm like, well, they were finally taken off the air. fair enough. It's fine, man. It's Friday. We got going on. Another $50 Kalahari Resort gift card could be yours after 9 o'clock today. It's Friday, and that means we welcome to the show a real sportscaster from Fox 7, the double DLP, Dennis De La Pena. You have no idea what you've walked into. Dennis, good morning. How's it going?
No doubt. And Tim Brown listens to the show. That's awesome.
We're big time. We're big
time. Heisman winner.
You know about Tim Brown, Deb?
No.
Yeah. He won the Heisman Trophy.
I mean, is that him? Or is it
just... Yeah. We got Tim Brown, Heisman Trophy winner, mm-hmm. Justin Furstenfeld of Blue October.
Mm-hmm. And your mom.
That's it. Those are our three most famous listeners.
All-star cast.
That's the way we do it.
Oh, Ed Clements today as well. Oh, he was here.
Dennis, Ed, might never listen again. He texted that he's disgusted and he's through with Deb. She had a... Yeah,
why?
My dog threw up.
What did you do to EZX?
Well, it was because he's got a vision of me in hubba hubba mode in his mind. And the other night, I woke up, Dennis, like at 3 o'clock in the morning. Alfie was sleeping next to me, and I went over to give him a kiss, and he threw up in my mouth.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's all right, though. I mean,
it'll happen. It'll happen.
Ooh. He goes. Ooh.
Yeah. Dennis, you're a sports broadcasting professional. You're going to know the answer here. I'll tell you what, Easy Ed, he couldn't help me. I've been struggling with this for 4 days. Kwiatkowski?
Oh, here we go.
It's Kwiat. Yeah, you got it on the first try.
Well, no. This is like my 200th try, but it's Kwiatkowski.
Correct.
Okay. Because
I know when I first saw the name, I'm like, "Oh, here we go. We have a Coach K situation," because you could go about 10 different ways with it, but I was lucky enough that I saw actually right from his mouth how he said it. I was digging up file video, and then there was like this thing from an affiliate where, hey, this is Coach Kwiatkowski and you watch and whatever. I'm like, thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
I could have used
that. Want to get things right.
I did a whole day of Kwiatkowski's and Kwiatkowski, but it's Kwiatkowski. I got it. Pete Kwiatkowski is the defensive coordinator for the Longhorns.
I had forgotten
Steve
all about his
Sarkisian.
Even had a first name. We've just been going over this Kwiatkowski for the last few days.
I thought Kwiat was his first name. It's Kwiatkowski.
It's Pete.
There's no Kwiatkowski. Come on, man.
Dennis, did you? I gotta say, I mean, maybe it's because they're the Pac-12. They're Washington. I had not heard of this guy. Everybody now says he's one of the most respected defensive minds in all of college football. Did you know about this guy, and how did he get stuck up there in Washington forever?
And that's just it. I think when you have these coaches on the West Coast, and a lot can happen on the West Coast that goes without noticing.
Yeah.
Once you do a little homework and you realize, hey, this guy's one of the best at it. So and it's like that with a lot of things, but he's got the credentials and he checks all the boxes, right? All you want is a guy who can develop NFL talent and then who can scheme a defense to stop, whether it's the air raid or, he stopped a lot of those Pac-12 offenses that were high flying until they played him. So, yeah, that's what you want from your D coordinator.
Weigh in on this debate, Dennis. My guy, Beto, who I'm not dragging him. I envy his level of homerism, okay? I cannot fill myself with as much burnt orange spirit as he got.
I feel like you used to have it, but much like your burnt orange hair, it's fading.
Well, I've just turned into an objective sports journalist, Deb. Thank you. But Beto, he's not. It's not even fair to say he's drunk on the burnt orange Kool-Aid. He's not even mixing it now, all right? He's just taking the Kool-Aid powder and dividing up some lines and just snorting them up, all right? That's how into it Beto is.
Is there the shattered body of a burnt orange Kool-Aid man somewhere?
Beto was ready when Urban Meyer was, his wife was eyeing Austin real estate, Beto was ready to quit radio and get his contractor's license so that he could build a house for Urban Meyer. But now, he's so into Coach Steve. He's so into the Sarkisian staff.
You're the man, Steve.
He's so about everything that he's done. He now says that we dodged a bullet by not getting Urban Meyer, that Sarkisian is a better hire. Now, look, Urban Meyer maybe was going to come to a disastrous end 3 years after he wins us a national championship, probably. But that's illogical, right? Urban Meyer is better than Steve Sarkisian. The optimism is high. It's fine. But the guy's never won 10 games.
Right. And good, you know, good for Beto to be seeing the positive side. I mean, that's kind of was my take. You know, we talked about it the last time where after it marinated a little bit, I went from to, hey, this actually makes sense for a lot of reasons. But I'm not ready to go full Beto, full-blown Beto at this point and say that, yeah, Urban Meyer wasn't the hire because, I mean, that's a little ridiculous. Yeah, but you're right. That was the deal. Once you whiff on Urban, you know, because of his health condition, right?
Of course.
Keeping him down.
Of course. Health conditions don't exist in Jacksonville.
Yeah, Jacksonville. But once you whiff there, it was like, okay, here we go. What do you do? I mean, we talked about it. There was a camp of just like, well, at this point, just keep Herman. See what's going on. So the fact that you got, you know, the newer, better, wiser version of Sark down with all this new experience and with his life in order, let's go.
I'm all about the Coach Steve era. I like all the hires, but saying it's better than Urban, that's a little crazy.
But I am glad that Texas is going out and getting, it's not a friends and fam staff. It's a, let's go get the best at each, you know, position or close to it.
Houston, are you okay? Like, everybody hates the Astros now. George Springer is gone. James Harden forced his way out. And Deshaun Watson maybe is never going to play for the Texans again. It's real bad for our friends in Houston, Dennis. Do you have to trade him? Do the Texans have to trade him?
And they don't have to, but the Rockets didn't have to trade James Harden, you know? After a while, you get to a point where, I mean, it's poisonous. And the good news for the Texans, I mean, if you're kind of thinking if you're a Texans fan, you're just like, what the, you know, fill in the blank you guys doing? I mean, you already get rid of D-Hop. Thank you, Bill O'Brien. And now you're getting rid of Deshaun Watson and you're alienating him. And that was your future. That was the excitement. But at this point, the good news is he's going to fetch a lot, I would think. And there's some teams that are a quarterback away, you know, whether it's the Dolphins, you know, hopefully if this is undoable and unfixable, you can at least get a lot because at this point you're building for the future.
Hey, at least you still have the second best Watt brother. So you got that going for you. Dennis, what's on Fox this weekend, man?
Tons of college hoop on Saturday. Triple header. It starts at 11 a.m. Connecticut Creighton, Providence Villanova, then UCLA Stanford. That takes you through the day. Sunday, I'm going to speak more your language. NFC Championship. Another, this is about as good. I mean, Tom Brady v. Aaron Rodgers. Love it. Brady, you know. I mean, the storylines are everywhere. And so that's two. The coverage starts at noon. It's a 2 o'clock kick. Right on spot.
Maybe I am, it's just my honorary Wisconsinite speaking. I don't see any way Tampa Bay can win this game. It's going to be 28 and snowing. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers just scored, 38 points versus the Rams, one of the best defenses in football last week. There is no way the Bucs keep this close. So with all that being said, go bet all your money on the Bucs plus 3.5. Surely is.
I'm leaning your way, but you're right. I'm not backing up any truck.
Dennis, right. have a good weekend, and we'll talk again next week. All right, man?
Thanks, Dennis. Love you.
You too, guys. Love you too, Deb.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.
Dr. Mark Malone from Advanced Pain Care on how the spinal cord stimulator blocks pain signals, bringing patients relief at last.
Spinal stimulation is an implantable device consisting of two tiny wires connected to a battery that are placed alongside the spine. These wires emit a tiny electronic signal that blocks the pain signal that travels on nerves.
Advanced Pain Care, 512-244-4272 or online, austinpaindoctor.com.